In our true story from the Bible this morning, Jesus asked his disciples, his closest friends, this question. He asked, "Who do people say that I am?" So Jesus was wanting to know who different people thought that he actually was. He was wanting to know whether the man that he'd met a few days ago, what he actually thought. He was wanting to know what the woman that he would have met a little while before that, who did she think that Jesus actually was? Or maybe it was a child, and he was wanting to know what that child, who that child thought that Jesus really was. And that's a question we need to think about. As Jeff said this morning, we need to think about who Jesus actually is. Now you may be thinking, hang on, I come to church. Every week we sing songs about Jesus. Every week somebody says something about Jesus. Surely I know about Jesus. Or maybe you're a child and you think every week in Kids at Ken we talk about Jesus. You're always doing that. But I wonder if Jesus was here and he said, "All you people in this church, who do you think that I am?" I wonder how many different answers we would get. We're going to build a picture this morning of who Jesus is. And I've got some parcels that will help us to understand. And I would like somebody to come and open my first parcel. Right, would you like to come out, Favour? Can you open my first parcel? So there you go. What do you think might be in there? Can you unwrap that? And this will help us to get a picture of who Jesus is. Need that piece of paper in just a minute. So what have we got in there?
A baby.
We have got a baby. And the first Jesus that people probably would know would be baby Jesus. And I wonder if you could read, if you stand at the mic, could you just read that for everybody?
An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is
conceived
is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
Brilliant. Can you pop that baby over on that table for me there? And then if you see Margaret, you'll be able to get yourself a chocolate voucher. Because the first... Margaret's over there. The first Jesus that most people would know is the Jesus that we talk about, that we remember at Christmas time. Now, Jeff has hung up a picture because he's going to try and help us to remember all the different Jesuses. Now, I need somebody to come and open the second parcel. Right, do you want to come out, Alicia? And you open that one and then tell me what's in there. Do you want to turn around there so everybody can see? And don't rip that bit because I think that's part of it. You'll need that in a minute. Let me hang on to that. Right. So do you want to undo that and then we will see what it is? And if you could just read that to everybody. This is in Aramaic. And I have no idea what it says. It could be somebody's shopping list. But this is a scroll. So perhaps you could just read that out for everybody.
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
Right, thank you. You just see, Margaret. If we were to say to people, "What do you know about Jesus?" Lots of people would say, "Jesus was a great teacher." And further on in that Bible passage that Alicia just read out, there are lots of things that Jesus said that we just use in our ordinary language. Sometimes if we are thinking of not taking revenge if somebody has hurt us, we say, "You should turn the other cheek." Sometimes if we're going to make a bit more effort to help somebody, we say, "You should go the extra mile." And lots of the ways that our society works is based on what Jesus says. So some people would say, "It's the Jesus at Christmas. That's who he is." Some would say, "Well, actually, he was a great teacher and he said some really great things." Now, who can help me with my next parcel? Right, would you like to come out, Phoebe? Now, I wonder what is in here. Can you hear that? What do you think is in there? A bit we wanted, just getting ripped, but we won't worry about that. So what is that? What do you think that is?
This is a jug.
It's a jug, yeah. What do you reckon's inside?
Water.
It's water, and unfortunately we've ripped up what we were going to read. So that's a slight problem. Shall I try to read this because it's all ripped up? Is that a good idea? Could you hold on to that? Right, let's try and put it back together, shall we? And then we get it right. This is what this says from Matthew 14. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." So this water, that was designed, we've got this to remind us that Jesus actually walked on water. You go and see Margaret. And there are lots of stories in the Bible, lots of things that really happened that tell us that Jesus was quite an amazing man. He walked on the surface of the water. I struggled to find a picture that didn't look like he was in the rough sea right at the edge. But he was walking a long way out on the water. And that's just one of the amazing things that the Bible tells us that Jesus did. And if we asked people, they would say, "Oh, I know there's lots of things in the Bible that Jesus did that is quite amazing." So I need somebody now to open my next parcel. But this needs to be somebody who's not a scaredy cat. So if you're a scaredy cat, it's time to put your hand down. We've still got some not scaredy cats. Do you want to come down, Avesh, as quick as you can? And the contents of the next one remind me when I was little and I was a scaredy cat and I wasn't prepared to touch what is in the next parcel. But, Avesh, you're tough, yeah? Perhaps you could open that. I'll stand back. Shall I hold that bit for you? Yeah, do you want to open it? Do you want to pull it out? No. Anybody want to touch this? Who dare lift it out the box? Dare you lift it out the box? Right. Dare you lift it out the box? Come on then, Zach. I'm not moving it. Whoa, show everybody. Turn around quick. Right. I'm not sure. I'm glad you're not coming in my car. That's great. You two can get yourself a chocolate voucher over there. Sorry, Avesh, do you want to read this to everybody?
Compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied, and a few small fish.
Thank you. And that story is one of many examples that just reminds us of Jesus' compassion for people. He was concerned that those people had been out for a long time, for a number of days, and they hadn't eaten. And maybe they're feeling hungry, like some of us are probably feeling hungry here this morning. And Jesus had compassion for them. And most people would actually say, Jesus was a really good man. He cared about people. He did kind things for people. He loved people. He served people. Jesus was a good man. And I don't think many people would argue with that. They would recognize the Jesus of Christmas. They would know that he taught some wonderful, wise things. They would know that he'd done some amazing things. And they would know that he was a good man. But let's look in our last parcel. Who can come and help me with that? Do you want to come down? Come on down. And I wonder what's going to be in this last parcel. He's nearly here. He's walking like you walk in school when you're wanting to run, but you're not allowed. There we go. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Femi.
A Femi. Yes, I do know your name. Right. Do you want to open that? So what we got in there? A crown and a cross. Would you like to read out what it says on there? And I'll just hold those and give them to Jeff, who can stand them up somewhere on the table. Do you want to go over to the microphone?
But what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? Simon. Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
Brilliant. You just go and see Margaret over there. And that's who Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, said in answer to that question. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. Now, Jesus was all of the things that people think he was. But he was actually much, much more than that. I don't know if you noticed when Frieda read the Bible passage to us, but it partly answered who some of the people thought Jesus was. Some of the people thought he was John the Baptist, or Elijah, or Jeremiah. And they were all past men of God, real heroes of the people of Israel. But Peter knew who Jesus really was. He said this, he said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Now, Jesus was the one that John the Baptist had come to announce, to say, "The Messiah is coming." Jeremiah and Elijah, Jesus was the one that they were looking forward to. He was the promised rescuer who would rescue his people and bring them into his kingdom. And he is the king who will rule forever and the God who lives forever. But when we looked earlier on at baby Jesus, and I don't know if you noticed this when it was read, the end of that verse said this. This is an angel speaking to Joseph. "She," that's Mary, "will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Why were they doing that? Because he will save his people from their sins. Now, you've probably noticed that in the building our picture of who Jesus is, what we've actually done is build a cross. There's also a crown on this cross, because the Messiah is also the King of Kings and the Son of the Living God. Soon after the events in the Bible that we were looking at this morning, Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, was going to set off on a journey that was going to take him to Jerusalem and was going to take him to a cross. And he did that willingly. He did that because he wanted to. And he did it because he was going to die to do exactly what it says on that verse, because he was going to save his people from their sins. He was going to take upon himself, the good man, in fact the perfect man, was going to take upon himself the sin of everyone else. He was going to take the punishment that if he hadn't done it, that each one of us would have to face ourselves, those who believe in him. And he died on this cross, and then he defeated death, and he rose again, he came back to life, so that every one of us who believes in him, who knows him in a real way, will have a blessed life that lasts forever. Jesus asked Peter, "Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" All of us in this room are people. Every one of us is a person, and persons together make people. So the question comes to us, who do you say Jesus is? Now maybe you say, well actually, he's the guy on the Christmas cards. He's the guy at Christmas that we celebrate in a really lovely way. And that's true, but it isn't actually enough. Or maybe you say, he's a great teacher. I've read the Sermon on the Mount. I've read other things that Jesus has said. He's a fantastic teacher. That is true, but it isn't actually enough. Or maybe you say, well look, he was an amazing man. He did amazing things, incredible things. That's true, but it isn't enough. Or maybe you say, well he was a good man, a kind man, a loving man. But that's not enough. It's true, but it's not enough. Only if you can say to Jesus, "You are my Messiah, my Savior, my King, the Son of the Living God," do you truly know who Jesus is and know him for yourself? Now, many of us here, would say that we do know Jesus, that we can say, He is my Messiah. He is my Saviour. He is the Son of the living God. We can say that for ourselves. We can say we know Him in a real and a living way. He's our best friend. We trust Him. We're trusting Him for eternity. He helps us. We love Him. We serve Him. We can say all these things about Him. But how have we come to know that? We've come to know that in exactly the same way that Peter came to know that. Let me read you verse 17. And this is what Jesus said in answer to Simon, saying, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, by people, but by my Father in heaven." And that's how those of us who believe in Jesus know that He is actually all of this. That He is the Son of the living God. Because God has opened our eyes and revealed it to us. And maybe you're sat here this morning and you're thinking to yourself, "I'm beginning to see who Jesus is. I'm beginning to see that He's not just a man who lived 2,000 years ago. I'm beginning to see that He has come to pay the price for my sin. I'm beginning to see that actually He is the Son of the living God. He is God Himself." If you're beginning to see that, it's because God is opening your eyes so that you can see that. And if that is happening to you this morning, don't just try and brush it away thinking, "There might be implications to this. It might mean a change in my life. It might mean I have to follow Jesus." Yes, it will mean that. Don't push it away. Because this is the Son of the living God we are talking about. And God is revealing to you who He is. Your response only needs a prayer. For each one of us who have come to know who Jesus is and to know Him in a real way ourselves, it all started with a simple prayer. And that's a prayer you can make yourself now. You can come to Him and say, "I'm now seeing who You are, Jesus. I see my need of You. I see that You died on the cross to forgive me for my sins so that I can spend eternity with You. Please forgive me. Be my Lord and Savior." And that's when you really, really know who Jesus is. Now, if God is speaking to you this morning, in a few minutes we will sing one more song. I'm then going over to the back there. I would love you to come and talk to me. I can explain more about that to you. And that would be a delight for me to do that. Many of us know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, and it has transformed our lives. We would love that for you too. So please don't push this from your mind, but do something about it if God is revealing Jesus to you this morning.